This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The first shipment of grain from Ukraine since the Kremlin's invasion 5 months ago sailed through Istanbul on Wednesday under a landmark deal designed to help alleviate a global food crisis sparked by the war. The voyage from the Black Sea port of Odessa to Lebanon is being watched closely for signs of how the first agreement signed by Moscow and Kiev holds, the first deal since Russia invaded its pro-Western neighbor. A deal brokered by Turkey and the United Nations last month lifted a Russian naval blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea cities and set terms for millions of tons of wheat and other grain to start flowing from filled silos and ports. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says efforts are underway to revive the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and major powers, which the former administration of U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
There is an ongoing effort to try to go for yet another meeting or round to explore possibilities to come to an agreement.
Rafael Grossi says he's heard the meeting could be soon and adds there are important differences among the negotiating parties and important verification issues related to past activities that Iran needs to address. His view is it's not impossible. It's complex. If the nuclear agreement, known as the JCPOA, is not extended, some IAEA inspections will continue. But the JCPOA provides for additional transparency and inspections.
This is VOA News. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan on Wednesday after touting its democracy and pledging American solidarity during her brief visit, adding Chinese anger cannot stop world leaders from traveling to the self-ruled island claimed by Beijing. China demonstrated its outrage over the highest level U.S. visit to the island in 25 years with a burst of military activity in surrounding waters, summoning the U.S. ambassador in Beijing and halting several agricultural imports from Taiwan. China's response prompted foreign ministers from the group of seven economic powers Wednesday to issue a statement, as VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The foreign minister's statement called on China to preserve peace and stability in the Taiwan Straits, the waters that separate mainland China and Taiwan. China claims Taiwan as its territory and opposes any engagement by Taiwanese officials with foreign governments. After Pelosi's arrival, China began military drills, including live fire exercises in the waters and skies surrounding Taiwan, which they announced would continue through the week. Experts warn that using live fire in a country's territorial airspace or waters could be seen as an act of war. In their statement, the G7 ministers said there is no justification to use a visit as pretext for aggressive military activity in the Taiwan Strait. They said it is routine for legislators from their countries to travel internationally, and China's response risks increasing tensions and destabilizing the region. They urged China not to unilaterally change the status quo by force in the region and to resolve cross-strait differences by peaceful means. The statement was signed by foreign ministers from Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the U.S. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
French lawmakers on Wednesday approved a 20 billion euro package of measures to help struggling households cope with rising energy and food prices. The passing vote came after a heated debate in the National Assembly, where French President Emmanuel Macron no longer has a majority. The bill was a key promise from Macron, who was reelected for a second term in April. It was also a crucial test of the government's ability to govern and opposition forces' ability to weigh in on the lawmaking process. Recapping our top story, the first shipment of grain from Ukraine since the Kremlin's invasion 5 months ago sailed through Istanbul on Wednesday under a landmark deal designed to help alleviate a global food crisis sparked by the war. The voyage from the Black Sea port of Odessa to Lebanon is being watched closely for signs of how the first agreement signed by Moscow and Kiev holds, the first deal since Russia invaded its pro-Western neighbor. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.